These lake listings are part of the publication, Gateway to Fishing Adventures in the Caribou Chilcotin, available now at the Williams Lake Tribune, 100 Mile House Free Press and Quesnel Observer newspaper offices. Cache Creek, Clinton. Beaverdam Lake, G. Turn west off the Caribou Highway just south of Chasm onto a good gravel road. This is a small lake stocked with brook trout that will hit flies, small spinning lures or trolled bait. These brookies are reported to weigh up to 4 pounds. Limited facilities are at the lake, but car toppers can be launched, and there is camp space. It has a good reputation for winter ice fishing. Consider early or late summer as the most reliable success periods, as it can be slow during periods of hot weather. Big Bar Lake, G. 38 kilometers north of Clinton and is reached by way of a good road that turns off the Caribou Highway just north of the BC Rail overpass. Rainbow trout are taken on flies, spinning or trolling from late May through October, but has a tendency to slow down during prolonged hot weather. Rainbow trout in the 1 to 3 pounds size, and sometimes larger, make this lake attractive. Camping and boat launching are available at Big Bar Provincial Park. Bonaparte River. At Cache Creek, where Highway 1 and Highway 97 intersect, this stream parallels Highway 97 for about 32 kilometers north of Cache Creek, but much of it runs through private land. Rainbows and brook trout provide some fair fly fishing throughout the summer. The fish aren't trophy-sized, but they can offer some good sport. Although there is a ban on fishing below the falls, above the Thompson River, numerous spots upstream to its source can be fished. No trout under 10 inches may be retained downstream from the outlet at Young Lake. Crown Lake. This small, clear lake is reached by way of Highway 12, a paved road branching west off Highway 97, approximately 11 kilometers north of Cache Creek. The lake is about 32 kilometers from Highway 97 and offers good opportunities for fly fishers to take rainbows up to 3 pounds from May through October. Spin fishing and trolling will also produce, and there is a public campground. 4, 5, and 6 Mile Lakes. Located along Highway 97 between Loon Lake and Clinton, these three small lakes are stocked with brook trout. They will average about a pound and can be taken with spinning lures or flies. Hot summer weather will slow these roadside lakes, but they offer a fair winter fishery. Hihium Lake. This has long been regarded as an exceptional fishing lake with 4-pound rainbows hitting cast flies throughout the summer. The 8 kilometers long lake can be reached by branching north on the Dead Man Creek Road, 8 kilometers west of Savona on the Trans-Canada Highway. The lake is about 16 kilometers west of the Dead Man Creek Road, but the access is steep and often rough. There is a Forest Service recreation site at the lake. Exceptions to the regional regulations include, no ice fishing, bait ban, single barbless hook, engine power restriction 7.5 kW, 10 horsepower. Kelly Lake. Take the Pavilion Mountain Road south from Clinton for a beautiful 16 kilometers drive. This lake is a fairly reliable producer throughout the summer and one of the coldest, deepest lakes in the region. Rainbows up to 15 inches will take flies readily, but spinning and trolling will also produce. Clinton's Father's Day Fishing Derby takes place at Kelly Lake annually. Camping and boat launching facilities are available. Leawood Lake. Approximately 9.5 kilometers south of Clinton on the Pavilion Mountain Road, this very small lake is stocked annually with brook trout that may go up to 2 pounds. There is good winter ice fishing here. Loon Lake. Turn off Highway 97 about 32 kilometers north of Cache Creek onto a good, all-weather road for 23 kilometers. The lake is about 13 kilometers long by 3/4 of a km wide and is a dependable producer of rainbows throughout the summer. These 1-pound trout will rise to a fly or hit lures, and the lake has long been a favorite for family fishing activity. All regular services and facilities, including resorts, are available at the lake and there is a provincial campground where car-top boats can be launched. Parts of the lake have been closed to angling for conservation purposes, so check the regulations and observe the notices posted at the sites. Pavilion Lake. on Highway 99, this lake has rainbows that average between 12 and 15 inches, and trolling is the most popular method of taking them. An extremely clear lake, the marl bottom gives the water a bright blue hue that is very picturesque. Any time during the summer, Pavilion should give up some trout. Pear Lake. This small, cold lake is tucked away in forest, 19 kilometers south of Clinton and 1 kilometer off the Pavilion Mountain Road. It has rainbows in the half-pound range and will produce fish all summer long with flies or small spinning lures. Car toppers can be launched, but access is through private property and with permission only. Turquoise Lake. Just west of Crown Lake and reached by the same road, Turquoise is a very small lake and has rainbows up to 3 pounds that will hit flies, lures or trolled bait. Early in the season is the best, as it slows down as summer progresses. Car top boats can be launched, but there are no facilities or services. 70-mile accessible lakes. Bonaparte Lake. Take the same road as to Hammer Lake to get to this 16 km long, clear, cold lake. Bonaparte has been known for over 3 decades as a lake that produces trophy rainbows as large as 12 pounds, but will normally produce 3 and 4 pounds trout. Large dollies and some small kokanee are also present. There are accommodations at the lake and boats and camp space are available. Crystal Lake, G. This small and pretty lake is about 6.5 km west and south of the Bridge Lake post office. It can be reached by taking the Bridge Lake Road from 70 Mile House or by turning onto Highway 24, south of 93 Mile House. Crystal is a lake that produces well early in the summer and after the hot weather has passed. This stocked lake will produce rainbows larger than 3 pounds using flies, spinning lures, or by trolled bait. There are camp space and car top launching, along with a lodge available at the lake. Green Lake, G. This lake is about 13 kilometers east of the Caribou Highway on a paved road east from 70 Mile House. The augmented stocked rainbows are from 1 to 8 pounds and are taken from May through September. Trolling is the most productive method, but both spinning and fly fishing will take fish. Kokanee are occasionally stocked in the lake. Not generally considered as a fishing hotspot, it is one of the most popular spots for a family vacation with plenty of on-the-lake activities, where fishing can be included. Accommodations and services are available at the lake, as well as public camping facilities and a launch ramp. Hammer Lake, G. Situated at the west end of Bonaparte Lake, access is from the Bridge Lake Road that branches east from the Caribou Highway at 70 Mile House. There is a record of a 13.5 pounds rainbow taken at Hammer, and trout in the 4 pounds to 7 pounds class are reported to be not uncommon. Fly fishing will take these trout, as will spinning and trolling. It produces right through the season, but May and early June can be frustrating when the trout are gorging on the prolific scud population. Boats are available from Bonaparte Lake, 5 kilometers away. Camp space is available at a Forest Service recreation site at the lake. Pressy Lake. This lake is reported to be a reliable producer of rainbows up to 1.5 pounds from mid-May through October. Turn off Caribou Highway at 70 Mile House, on Green Lake Road, but take the branch to the south of Green Lake that continues on to Bridge Lake. The road skirts the north shore of the lake where boats are available and there is a Forest Service recreation site with a boat launching ramp. Sharp Lake. Again, access is by the Bridge Lake Road that turns off the Caribou Highway at 70 Mile House and it is about 56 kilometers to the lake. The last piece can be difficult if the weather has been wet. Sharp Lake is a small lake, but the rainbow it gives up can tip the scales at 5 pounds. There is a Forest Service recreation site with car top boat launching. Try your fly rod at this lake. Spectacle Lake. A small lake a short distance east of Young Lake, it can be reached from either the Young Lake Road or from the northeast on the Sharp Lake access. It is reported to have some nice rainbows that will take flies, spinning lures or trolled bait. Inquire locally about road conditions. Watch Lake, F. The Green Lake Road continues on to this 5 km long lake with augmented stocks. Trolling, spinning or fly fishing will all take rainbows at Watch Lake, and the reports are that these trout run up to 7 pounds. Fishing has been good in Watch Lake during recent years. Habitat enhancement has been carried out on Watch Creek. Spawning fish can be viewed during May, but please don't disturb the fish. All regular services, including camping and boat launching, are available. Special restrictions. Speed restriction, 8 km per hour. Young Lake, G. The same eastbound road to Pressy Lake from 70 Mile House provides access to Young Lake, but turn south at Rayfield River west of Pressy Lake. The total distance from Highway 97 is about 48 kilometers. Young has rainbows to 4 pounds that can be taken on the fly as well as by spinning or trolling, and there are also kokanee as an added attraction. It should be good right through the season. Highway 24 accessible lakes. Bridge Lake, G. Access is from 93 Mile House on paved road for 48 kilometers. This augmented stocked lake is about 7 kilometers long and produces lake trout to 20 pounds, kokanee to 2.5 pounds and rainbows to about 5 pounds. Trolling is the most popular angling system throughout the summer season. A provincial park is located at the east end of the lake and all facilities, including launching ramp, are available. Bridge Lake provides a great winter and summer fishery for kokanee. The lake trout release regulation has been lifted on Bridge Lake. Fawn Lake, G. T. Catch trout up to 3 pounds at this small lake, which is reached from 93 Mile House on Highway 24. Fishing is great in the spring and reported to be fair throughout the summer, with fly fishing meeting with good success. All regular services and facilities are available. Special restrictions. Electric motors only. Lac des Roches, G. Take Highway 24 from 93 Mile House on the Caribou Highway and continue past Bridge Lake for about 10 kilometers. This long, island-studded lake will give up rainbows up to 6 pounds on trolled gear. Accommodations, boats, camping and other services are available at several locations on the lake. Lesser Fish Lake, G. A small lake with wild stocks just west of Bridge Lake. Lesser Fish Lake is reached by taking Bridge Lake's North Shore access from Highway 24. There is good rainbow fishing for 3 or 4 pound trout all summer long with flies, spinning lures or trolling. All facilities are available. Machete Lake, G. Branch south from Highway 24 just east of Bridge Lake Provincial Park. The lake is 16 kilometers from the highway on a good road. 2 pound rainbows can be taken and possibly some catchable sized kokanee. Machete is closed to ice fishing. Sheridan Lake, F. T. East of 93 Mile House, on Highway 24, this popular lake has built a reputation as a producer of large rainbow trout. Each season, trout in excess of 10 pounds are taken, and it is rated highly by fly fishermen who fish the many weed beds and shallows around the islands. Trolled gear are favored over the deeper channels. The large rainbows that average 3 to 5 pounds, but can be up to 15 pounds, are the main attraction. The lake will produce consistently from May through October. A number of resorts provide accommodations and all other regular facilities and services, including camping and boat launching. Wavy Lake, G. This wild stock lake north of Lac des Roches is reached from Highway 24. A good production lake offering plenty of fast and entertaining action, fly fishing, spinning or trolling all meet with success in attracting the rainbow trout here. Fishing should hold up through the summer for these trout that will average around a pound in weight. 100 Mile East Accessible Lakes. Bowers Lake, G. This 11 km long lake is 16 kilometers east of Decca Lake, but the road can present problems for conventional vehicles. The lake is rated highly by those fishermen who have tried it, with rainbows to 2 pounds hitting spinning lures or trolled gear all summer long. There are no facilities here, but car toppers can be launched at a public access reserve. Check road conditions locally before trying to get in here. Canham Lake, G. This is one of the most popular vacation spots in the area, with fair to good fishing as a bonus. Access is a good road running east from 100 Mile House. Lake trout up to 20 pounds are taken by trolling or with spinning gear. Rainbows will take flies early in the season, but trolling is the most reliable method. There has been a reintroduction of kokanee to Canham Lake, but it's not rated as a grand success at this time. The lake is 37 kilometers long with several resorts offering all regular services, including camping and boat launch facilities. Much of the lakeshore property is privately owned, and care should be taken not to trespass. There are plenty of family activities all through the summer, but it should be noted the lake can work up a healthy chop, so keep an eye on the weather where small boats are concerned. Special regulations. The current freshwater fishing regulations synopsis should be consulted before angling in Canham Lake. Decca Lake, F. This 14 km long lake is about 48 kilometers east of 100 Mile House. Rainbow trout are taken on spinning gear and trolls, and will weigh about 1.5 pounds. Lake trout to 20 pounds are generally taken on trolled lures. It should produce throughout the season, but hot weather will slow it down. Stocked kokanee, which grow to 1 to 2 pounds, provide both a winter and summer fisheries. There are a number of public access roads for launching boats on the southern part of the lake. Drury Lake, G. About 64 kilometers from 100 Mile House on the Mahud Lake Road, this lake features wild stocks of rainbows up to 4 pounds which can be taken by trolling and spinning, but well-handled flies will also get action. Not rated highly as a midsummer producer, there can be some good fishing during the cooler months. Ample camp space and boat launching are at the west end of the lake, but there are no other facilities or services. Greenlee Lake, G. This is a small lake located east of the Forest Grove, Eagle Creek Road. The access road is steep and can give trouble in wet weather. Check out road conditions locally. Reports state this lake turns out 5-pound rainbows. Flies and spinning lures both meet with success from May through to October. While there are no facilities or services, there is camp space and car toppers can be launched. Special restrictions. Electric motors only. Hathaway Lake, G. 56 kilometers east of 100 Mile House, this 5 km long lake has rainbows that average 1 to 3 pounds and lake trout up to 8 pounds. Fishing is generally good from May through October. Trolling, spinning and fly fishing will meet with success here. All facilities are available, including camping and boat launching. Hawkins Lake. Between Ruth Lake and Eagle Creek, this wild-stocked lake is about 5 kilometers long and contains rainbows that might go to 2 pounds. Not considered one of the best lakes in the area, it will produce trout to spinning and trolling. There's some camping space and car-top boats can be launched. Periods of cool weather will usually offer the best chances of success here. There is also a large population of non-game fish. Special restrictions. Engine power restrictions 7.5 kW, 10 horsepower. Higgins Lake, F. This small lake near Decca contains abundant rainbow trout. Car-top boats can be launched at a public access reserve on the lake. No regular facilities are available at the lake and the public access is not a campground. Lake provides good catch rates for pan-sized rainbow. Horse Lake, F. A good road 8 kilometers east of 100 Mile House will access this 18 km long lake which produces rainbows, lake trout and kokanee. The rainbows will average up to 2 pounds. The lakers will average around 3 pounds, but some much larger ones have been taken here. Deep trolling is the method for taking the lake trout, but the rainbows and kokanee will answer to cast spinning lures. The 1.5-pound kokanee are real patsies for wedding band spinners, according to some reports. Although fishing is often inconsistent, any time from May through October can produce some action and ice fishing for kokanee can be good, January to early March. All facilities and services are available, including camping and boat launching. HOTFISH Lake, G. Getting into the lake requires a hike of about 2 kilometers on a reasonable but steep trail that requires good physical condition for portaging a canoe or boat. Take the Pendleton Lake Road, branching east from the Hendricks Lake Road, 16 kilometers north of Eagle Creek, but seek local information for directions to the trail which runs south off this road. Featuring wild stocks, Hotfish is reported to offer excellent fly fishing all summer long for rainbows to a couple of pounds. No facilities or services are available at the lake. Howard Lake, F. Access is by way of a road down the south side of Canham Lake. Drive 8 kilometers on this logging road and turn south onto a steep access that can give trouble in wet weather. Rainbows up to 5 pounds and better are rated as excellent quality fish. Fly fishing is the big thing at Howard, but it's not restricted to this method. There are no facilities other than limited camp space. There's car top launching only and motors are restricted to 10 horsepower maximum. Irish Lake, F. Irish Lake has a reputation to produce rainbow trout up to 5 pounds. The lake is very productive and supports a variety of insects, making it popular with fly fishermen. The lake is close to the small community of Lone Butte and is easily accessed from Highway 24. Irish Lake hosts a day-use site with a fishing dock, picnic tables and an outhouse. However, only electric motors are permitted on the lake. Look for insect activity and try to match the hatch. Otherwise, try your luck trolling or casting lures from the dock. Lauren, Airport, Lake, G. Branch south from the Mahood Lake Road, on the south side of Canham Lake. This is the Bowers Lake Forest Access Road and after 10 kilometers, take a right fork and continue for another 6 kilometers. This hatchery-stocked, previously barren lake is producing rainbows to 5 pounds and better since being stocked in 1983. Flies and spinning lures are favored as attractants for these large trout. There's a Forest Service recreation site where both trailered boats and car toppers can be launched, but camping space is limited. There are no other facilities or services. Mahood Lake, G. Access to Mahood Lake is from either 100 Mile House or 93 Mile House. A relatively large lake subject to storms, it can cause difficulty for small boats. With wild stocks, the fishing holds up from May through November with large rainbows and 20-pound lake trout. Trolling is the preferred method of taking these fish, but spinning lures and flies are good producers at the mouths of feeder streams and at the outflow of the lake. A good population of small kokanee is also present. The road is suitable for all vehicles and complete facilities are available at the lake as well as a public campsite. Nida Lake, F. This lake is located south of Bowers Lake and access is by the Windy Mountain Forest Service Road. There are wild stocks and a good population of rainbows weighing 1.5 pounds that are taken mostly by trolling, but some success has been had with flies and spinners. Access to the lake shore is steep, but car top boats can be launched. No service or facilities are available. Ruth Lake, G. Take the Eagle Creek Road from Forest Grove, northeast of 100 Mile House. With rainbows and kokanee up to a couple of pounds, this lake is rated as good for fly fishing as well as spinning and trolling. Probably the best times are from late May through June and ice fishing for rainbows and kokanee is good January to early March. There is a day-use park where car toppers can be launched. Sucker Lake, G. 10 kilometers north of Eagle Creek on the Hendricks Lake Road, take the logging road to the northwest. This wild stock lake has fared to good fishing all summer with rainbows to 1.5 pounds. Flies and spinning lures are effective here. There are camp space and car top boat launching. Sulphuros Lake, G. 48 kilometers east of 100 Mile House on a good road, Sulphuros is about 6.5 km long and has rainbow, kokanee and lake trout. There have been some good reports on this lake with rainbows of 3 pounds being taken and some reports of 5 pounds. The lake is popular for ice fishing from late December to mid-March. Car toppers and trailered boats on the north side. Special restrictions. Lake trout release. Boar Lake, T. Located 5 kilometers northeast of Gustafson Lake, stocking at this lake has produced rainbows to 5 pounds. Success is moderate with all fishing methods, but midsummer heating will slow fishing down to some extent. There are no facilities but car toppers can be launched. This is a 4x4 vehicle road. Special restrictions. No ice fishing, bait ban, single barbless hook, trout daily quota equals 1. Exeter Lake, G. Turn west off Highway 97 on Exeter Road. Smaller rainbow can be caught by fly fishing, spin casting or trolling. Gustafson Lake, G. This lake is 40 kilometers west of 100 Mile House on the Exeter Road, which is primarily used by logging traffic. Because of the proliferation of logging roads in the area, the lake can be difficult to locate, so get advice locally. Access is through private property, but there is an unimproved public camp space where car toppers can be launched. The lake has produced some fairly large augmented rainbows, but a 3-pounder is considered good. Late spring and early fall are the most reliable fishing periods, but if the weather hasn't been too warm, it will still give up fish during the summer. 108 Lake, G. F. This lake is just off the Caribou Highway at the 108-mile recreational ranch and has hatchery-stocked rainbows that offer fair fishing throughout the summer, but non-game fish competition is causing some concern. There is public access with a day-use picnic site where car toppers can be launched. Electric motors only. Valentine Lake, T. This small lake, 18 kilometers west of 100 Mile House on the Exeter Road, has rainbow trout that will go to 8 pounds. Powerboats are restricted to electric motors only. Although some excellent fishing can be had here, it is not consistently good. There is camp space and car top boats can be launched, but no other services or facilities are available. Special restrictions. No ice fishing, trout daily quota, 2, artificial fly only, bait ban, electric motors only. Lac La Hache accessible lakes. Dempsey Lake, G. Access is from Highway 97 by way of 111 Mile Road. Rainbows to 2 pounds will take flies as well as spinning lures or trolled gear. There is a very limited camping area and most access is across private property. Fishing should hold all summer long. Fly Lake, F. A small lake west of the Mount Timothy area on the Timothy Fly Road where small rainbow can be caught by fly or lure. There is a wreck site at the lake. Special restrictions. No powered boats. Greeny Lake, F. Turn off Highway 97 at Lac La Hache on the Timothy Lake Road. Greeny is on the south side of the road, about 10 kilometers from the highway. Rainbows of 1 pound or better will hit flies most of the season or as long as there hasn't been a prolonged hot spell. Generally, fishing is rated from moderate to good. Motors are restricted to 10 horsepower. Car top boat launching and an excellent Forest Service campsite are available, but there are no other facilities or services. Special restrictions. Engine power restrictions 7.5 kW, 10 horsepower. Helena Lake, G. Across the railroad tracks, and take the road to the left. Continue for 4.8 kilometers before taking a road to the left, then right after 2.9 kilometers. Hatchery stock records indicate catches of 2-pound rainbows to be average, with fish exceeding 10 pounds being taken occasionally. All methods meet with some success, but fishing with the nymph stage appears to get the attention of these well-fed trout most consistently. There's a recreation site at the lake where car top boats can be launched, but no other services or facilities are available. Lac La Hache. The Caribou Highway runs along the northeast shore of this 20 km long wild-stocked lake. From May through to October this lake will give up rainbows, lake trout and kokanee. It's the kokanee fishing at Lac La Hache that seems to be the favorite with the regulars, but the lure of 30-pound lake trout is also an attraction. Rainbows and kokanee average 1 to 1.5 pounds, with the occasional rainbow going heavier. Spinning lures take the majority of kokanee and rainbows, but deep trolling is the only reliable method of latching onto the lakers. There's an excellent winter fishery for kokanee after freeze-up. Boat launching facilities are available at a variety of locations along the lake. There's also a provincial park and picnic site. Murphy Lake. This 16 km long lake is north of Rail Lake, but road conditions are not always the best and final access to the lake is over private land. No facilities or services are available. Reports of 5 pounds rainbows and very light pressure give the lake some attractiveness, but flying in may be the easiest access. Late May through June and late August through September are probably the best fishing periods. Rail Lake. From Lac La Hache, take the Timothy Lake Road, and at about 6.5, take a left branch for 13 kilometers. This hatchery-stocked lake is a rehabilitated lake that has produced rainbows to 3 pounds and is a fairly consistent producer throughout the season, but there has been a return of the coarse fish population. Fly fishing, spinning and trolling are all popular methods. There is camp space and also a launching ramp. Spout Lake. Follow the same access as Rail Lake from Lac La Hache, but continue past Rail for about 5 kilometers to this augmented stocked lake. 2-pound rainbows can be taken by trolling, spinning or on flies through most of the season without the usual slowdown some of the other lakes in the area experience with warm weather. Occasionally, some very large trout are taken. All regular facilities and services are available at the lake, including camp space. Timothy Lake. This 8 km long lake is 13 kilometers east of Lac La Hache. Access is by paved road with good gravel road for the last 6.5 km. Spinning and trolling will connect with rainbows that will go up to 3 pounds, but they will also answer to flies, especially early in the season. In addition to rainbow trout, this lake has recently been stocked with kokanee and provides good catch rates for kokanee ranging from 1 to 2 pounds. All regular facilities and services are available, including all accommodations, boats, launching and camping. 2 Mile Lake. This relatively small lake is about 10 kilometers from Rail Lake on the Murphy Lake Road, access from Lac La Hache, and has rainbows to a couple of pounds. Good natural spawning and an adequate food supply keep the trout population strong. Boats and camping are available, as well as a good private launching facility. Fishing is rated good all summer by all methods.